And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hardline Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives rejected Kevin McCarthy's speakership bid for a 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th time on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
No member-elect having received a majority of the votes cast, a speaker has not been elected.
No speaker election has been this drawn out since the dysfunctional era leading up to the U.S. mid-1800s.
McCarthy
failed to secure the backing of 218 lawmakers needed to succeed Democrat Nancy Pelosi as speaker. Without a leader, the House remains frozen, unable to even swear in newly elected members, let alone hold hearings, consider legislation, or scrutinize Biden and his administration.
Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. The Kremlin ordered truce in Ukraine. Hostilities is now uncertain amid suspicion of Russian President Vladimir Putin's motives. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The impact of President Vladimir Putin's order for his forces in Ukraine to observe a unilateral 36-hour ceasefire is in doubt after Kyiv officials dismissed the move as a ploy, but haven't clarified whether Ukrainian troops would follow suit. Moscow hasn't said whether it would hit back if Ukraine kept fighting. The Russian declared truce in the nearly 11-month-old war is due to begin at noon Friday and continue through midnight Saturday, Moscow time. Ukrainian and Western officials suspect an ulterior motive in Putin's apparent goodwill gesture. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More countries around the world are demanding visitors from China take COVID tests days before it drops border controls. This is VOA News. Mexican security forces have captured a major cartel leader ahead of a visit by U.S. President Joe Biden next week. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
A wave of violence swept through Mexico's Culiacan city on Thursday as security forces clashed with gang gunmen after the arrest of Ovidio Guzman, a key figure of the Sinaloa cartel and son of drug baron Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Witness video showed vehicles on fire and passengers on a commercial flight diving for cover as gunshots rang out at the city's international airport. Shots were fired as another plane flown by the Mexican Air Force taxied on the runway. Authorities in Culiacan shut schools and told people to take shelter.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Early revelations from a memoir by Britain's Prince Harry have hit newsstands. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Britain's Prince Harry says his older brother and heir to the throne, Prince William, knocked him to the floor during a 2019 argument over Harry's American wife, Meghan, in his much-awaited memoir, which went on sale days early in Spain on Thursday. The book was due to be published on January 10th, but the Guardian newspaper printed leaked excerpts overnight, and Reuters and other media have been able to obtain Spanish-language versions that went on sale early. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Europe ended a bad year for inflation with some relief as price gains eased again. While the cost of living is still painfully high, the slowdown is a sign that the worst might be over for wary consumers. The European Union statistics agency Eurostat said Friday the consumer price index for the 19 countries that used the euro currency rose 9.2% in December from a year earlier. That's the slowest pace since August and the second straight decline in inflation since June 2021. Israeli police have arrested two teenagers who they say vandalized over two dozen Christian graves in a historic Jerusalem cemetery earlier this week. The graves of Christian figures at the Protestant cemetery on Jerusalem's Mount Zion were found pushed over and pulled from their foundations on Sunday, unsettling the contested city's Christian minority and drawing worldwide condemnation. Police say a construction crane collapsed on a shopping mall in central Norway amid strong winds. At least one person has been injured and another unaccounted for. Police told a newspaper the winds likely caused the 50-meter unmanned crane to slam onto the mall on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey.